This episode is brought to you by Delta Airlines. I recently flew Delta, I want to say about a week ago now, and I was coming back home from being in Atlanta for a speaking engagement, and Delta just gave me such a wonderful experience. And it really was the icing on the cake of just such an amazing weekend that I had. Some of the things that I loved particularly about my Delta airline experience was, first, the amazing customer service. Everyone there was so kind, so welcoming, so present, so attentive. And a small thing but was big to me was just something simple as having headphones so that I can enjoy more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. I mean, my flight wasn't that long, but I got to catch up on a movie, some shows, just things I don't have time to do usually at home. I was able to enjoy that in the air. Delta also offers fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi, and it's available for SkyMiles members. Being able to access the Wi-Fi, I was able to order some groceries and just get a head start on my week. It was a great end to my experience and ushered me right back in to being home. So even if you're not home yet, Delta Airlines helps you feel a little bit like it. Delta Airlines believes that you should feel at home, even if you're 30,000 feet above it. Learn more at delta.com. You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. Today we're going to be following up on last week's episode. Shout out to everybody who DM'd me, who sent me emails, sent me messages, just thanking me for last week's episode and just talking about how they connected with it. So shout out to you guys. And I'm glad that this show can just continuously be a source of confirmation of wisdom and things that enhance what God is already doing in your life. I'm really excited about this powerhouse series because it's probably going to be a part three. I originally had 6 points. And as you guys know, we covered 3 last week. But a few more have come to mind as I'm just really sitting and thinking about this subject and meeting more powerhouses in person. We had our Find Your Voice Academy retreat last week. Today's Monday, so we had it last Thursday through Sunday, and it was just another supernatural experience. And it was so different from the first one, but I believe just everything that God needed to happen in that place happened. I mean, we had somebody who rededicated their life to Christ at the event. We had some great show ideas in there. We had it was a lot. It was definitely a lot. We had a full deliverance session on one of the days. Like, God wrecked our whole Friday schedule and was like, it's some stuff that we need to take care of right now. And I'm starting to learn by doing these retreats that finding your voice is a lot of the times, in addition to looking within yourself and tailoring the message that God has for you. And then, of course, learning about the platform of podcasting and how to get His message to the masses and have it be marketable and profitable. But in addition to the business stuff that we're doing, I've learned just how we also have to make sure that we're uprooting and getting free from the things that has kept our voices shut. You know, the enemy, and we're talking about powerhouses, the enemy wants to kill the powerhouse because it's the powerhouses in the earth where things change, where God does things through. It's the powerhouses that the Lord has called and chosen in this earth that is going to allow His agenda and His plans for His people to be complete. So if the enemy can use your emotions and your feelings and your frustrations and your expectations and your plans, your parents, your friends, your jobs, your failures, your successes, or whatever, if he could use these things to shut you up, then that's what he's going to do.
If he could use your past traumas to keep you muzzled, that's what he's going to do. The thing about the enemy, he's not committed to any process. He's committed to his goal, which is to kill, steal, and destroy. But us, we have to be committed to God's goals, God's plans, who he saw before he formed us in our mother's womb, and committed to the fact that we have the victory and not fall victim to the enemy. We're not going to give him more power than he deserves, because as far as I'm concerned, he will be rendered powerless for as long as I am using the things that God has given me, and for as long as I'm continuously walking with the Father, I will ultimately win. And so I'm even learning for myself through these Find Your Voice academies, just the various things that keep us from not only finding our voice, but using it. And God has used these retreats to activate the voices of the powerhouses. And I'm just so in awe of what he's doing. And I'm not even saying all that to like promote it or whatever. I'm a firm believer that whoever God has sent to me, he's going to send to me. My work, my real work happens when his microphone ain't on and I'm on my face and I'm praying and I'm fasting and I'm making sure that I'm obedient to God. I'll come on here and tell you about it, and then I'll leave it in his hands. But yeah, if you do want to come to our retreats, like, it's just a fantastic experience spiritually as well as business wise. We have another one coming up in March, and it's less than 10 slots left. I know last week I said I was going to put the link to the show notes, but let me tell y'all how your girl forgot. So I have a reminder to myself to put it in the show notes after this episode for you to apply and get more information about it. And after you do that, I'll be glad to invite those that God wants to be there, and those who meet just the qualifications and things that we look for in these shows. Again, the next one's in March 26th through the 29th. That is the only one that's planned for 2020 at this point. We may not have another one in 2020. So we have less than 10 seats left for this one. And so I really want you guys to come. If you've been on the fence, if you know that God has called you to be a powerhouse and he's called you to use your voice and he's sending you to the masses, and you want to use the platform of podcasting to do that and learn how to create a show that reaches the masses, that completes God's task for you, as well as that makes you money, fill out the application, download the information packet so you can learn more about what we do and how to work with us. So let's get right back into today's episode and let's pick up where we left off last week. If you have any powerhouses in your life, people that you know are called to do major things, whether they recognize it or not, I really suggest that you send them last week's episode and send them this week's episode. So last week we ended off talking about being ready to fight and checking your feelings and understanding that the fight for everything that God has for you is a real fight. And I said it a few moments ago, just the enemy is really trying to kill and silence the powerhouses. And so that's just a part of our fight. We're fighting for our voices. We're fighting for our voices to be activated. We're fighting to kill generational curses that had nothing to do with us, but we have to close the door so that our children's children don't have to deal with that. We're fighting to reverse learn behavior that's kept so many people in our communities and our families in bondage. We're fighting to grow closer to God, to break away from the religion and grow closer to God in relationship. And that's something that hasn't been taught for a very long time. And so we're fighting for that. And so again, I do want you guys to just remember to piggyback off last week that this is a fight that you have the victory in, and just get ready to do what it is that you have to do to claim that victory, but you can't forfeit it. So picking up on today, my next point for those of you guys who are powerhouses, and I want to just, before we get into that point, I really want you guys to understand that even if you are called to be a powerhouse, there's work on your part for you to see the full manifestation of what that looks like. You being called is not enough. You have to work. You can't just sit and God and expect God to just knock on your door with all of your hopes and dreams and all of that. Like, you have to put in the work as well. You have to, and it's daily work. It's daily work of learning the word so you know how to live your life. It's the daily work of prayer and fasting so that you remain close to the Father. It's the daily work of bringing any thought into captivity that rises up against what God said is daily work of denying your flesh and not giving into your fleshly desires that put you into sin, which ultimately pull you away from God. It's daily work. And so you have to commit to this journey. This show is not for those who just want to just lay in the bed and just everything fall into their lap. This show isn't for that. And if you're really a powerhouse, you wouldn't even be doing that anyway, because that's not in your nature. These shows, this powerhouse series, is for those who are hungry, thirsty, and ready to collect everything that God has for them. So moving on to our first point for today is you have to eliminate your expectations. When I looked up the word expectation, it means, scroll back up, it means a strong belief that something will happen or be the case in the future. The thing about expectations is anytime your expectation is out of alignment with God's word, you're setting yourself up to be disappointed. And guess what that disappointment does? It gets you back into your feelings. Getting back into your feelings puts you back into that dangerous state where you may turn away from what God wants you to do, or you may get frustrated with God, or you may give up, or you may procrastinate because you're upset. But expectations is something that we have to eliminate altogether. The only expectation you should have is the expectation that aligns with the word of God. So remember, this definition says that an expectation is a strong belief that something will happen. The only thing you need to be believing will happen is what God said, not what you think, not what happened in your friend's life, not what you're seeing on social media, not what you hope to happen. The only thing that you should have a belief in that will happen or will be the case in the future is what God said. This episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast is brought to you by Skillshare. Skillshare is an online learning community with thousands of amazing classes covering dozens of creative and entrepreneurial skills. You can take classes on content marketing, video editing, how to create your 2020 goals and stick to them, photography, interior design. Literally, you guys, you name it, they have got a class for it. Skillshare has been extremely helpful for me. You guys know that we've been doing our podcast retreats over the last few weeks. And so as I'm teaching people how to create and monetize these shows, there's a lot of technology that goes on the back end. And so the great thing about Skillshare is I can just send people there to learn how to edit their podcast, to learn about the different tech and stuff like that. Literally anything I can think of that I want to give a tutorial on, Skillshare already has it. It just makes what I do so much easier, and it just provides so much value really for anyone looking to learn. Join millions of students already learning on Skillshare today with a special offer just for my listeners. Get 2 months of Skillshare for free, you guys, free 99. That's right. Skillshare is offering Blessed and Bossed Up listeners 2 months of unlimited access. You could take a billion classes if you have time for that, right? In those 2 months. But Skillshare is offering listeners 2 months of unlimited access to thousands of classes for free. To sign up, go to Skillshare.com/blessed. Again, go to Skillshare.com/blessed to start your 2 months now. That's Skillshare.com/blessed. Let's get back to the show. Because his word, he says, his word will never return back to him void. He's never going to leave you or forsake you. He's never going to be a liar. So you could put all your expectation in what he said, but don't try to convolute. Okay, Tatum with the big word. And don't try to complicate what God said with your own fleshly desires or your own hopes and dreams or your own plans for yourself. And honestly, I don't think convolute or complicate are harsh enough words for what we do. I think pervert is a better word, because that's exactly what we do a lot of times with the word of God. And that's a huge problem in and of itself right now with this whole spirituality movement, is a lot of people are perverting God's word to make it comfortable for them. And that is not what powerhouses do. Powerhouses look at the word of God and say, he said what he said. Now, if you need clarification on the word of God, that's something else. That's something that you go to study your word with. That's something that you you utilize the people in your life who have the gift of teaching and you dive deeper into it to learn it, to study it, to have a better understanding, that's good because you're going deeper into the word. But don't take what God said and pervert it to fit what it is that you want. Because that's only, like I said, setting you up for disappointment. And too many of us are in the waiting season that's self-imposed because we're perverting God's word and we're creating these expectations that are not aligned with what he said was for us. I believe that the people of Israel, when God came and rescued them from slavery and they went on their journey to the promised land, I believe they spent so much time complaining, so much time just getting focusing on the wrong thing where they ultimately ended up perverting God's word. I believe they did that because they had these expectations on what it meant. And because whatever they conjured up in their head that freedom looked like, it caused them to ultimately rebel against God. And so I don't want you guys, any of you, to be placed in that position, because that's another strategy that the enemy will use to destroy you. Remember, I said he isn't committed to a certain method. He's committed to the ultimate goal. So if all he could do with you is to have you place these expectations into expectations of God, or place these expectations that are aligned with what God said in order to get you to turn away from him, that's what he's going to do. So for you powerhouses that's listening to me, whatever picture that you've painted that this journey is supposed to look like, whatever picture that you have painted, that it's all supposed to feel good, it's all supposed to be exciting, it's all supposed to be just bubblegum and rainbows, get rid of that right now. Or whatever picture you've painted in your head that success is supposed to happen overnight, that because you decided to make God the CEO of your business, that you're supposed to be a millionaire tomorrow, get rid of that right now. We don't know what he's doing. Get used to now. This is the way that it works. We know what God tells us. We don't know what we don't know, and we have to obey him anyway. We don't know how long it's going to take to get to the next level. We don't know how quickly the money is going to come in our businesses. We don't know what opportunities are going to come. There is so much unknown. There's so much unknown. But you have to understand that with being a powerhouse comes trust. And if you don't trust God, you might as well take a step back right now and get that together. You cannot walk into everything God has for you without trusting him. It's not going to work. You can't say you have faith and you don't trust God. And so a part of trusting God is eliminating all expectations and saying, you know what, God, whatever you want me to do, I'm down for whatever. That's my favorite phrase right now. Somebody speaks something to me that I don't want to do or that I don't understand, I'll say, okay, cool, I'm gonna pray about that. And if God confirms that that is indeed something that he wants me to do, whether I want to do it or not, I'm like, okay, you know what, God, I'm down for whatever. Because at this point, I trust you. I love you. I'm down for whatever. You brought me way too far for me to start tripping now. There's nothing else that God needs to show me or prove to me. And so I think you have, and I think you need to get to that place as well, powerhouse, to where there's nothing God has to prove to you. This episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast is brought to you by Audible. It's the time of the year when everyone is traveling or running around getting thoughtful gifts for the people that you care about. Think about giving yourself the gift of Audible membership. Now is the best time to do it, with a special offer of 53% off your first 3 months. Access an unbeatable selection of audiobooks, including bestsellers, motivation, mysteries, thrillers, memoirs, and so much more. You can choose 3 titles every month, 1 audiobook, and 2 exclusive Audible originals that you can't hear anywhere else. You can listen on any device, anytime, anywhere with the Audible app. And it's great while commuting, at the gym, or during your holiday travels. With Audible, you'll also enjoy easy audiobook exchanges and your own audiobook library that you keep forever, even if you cancel. I'm really thinking a lot in 2020 about just generational wealth, increasing my financial literacy, and just preparing my mindset for the goals that I have. And one of my favorite books in general about like creating better habits and mindset and discipline is The Power of Habit. And guess where the power of habit is, guys? It's on Audible. And right now, for a limited time, you can get 3 months of Audible for just $6.95 a month. That's more than half off the regular price. You choose one audiobook and two Audible originals absolutely free. Visit audible.com/blessed or text blessed to 500-500. Again, that's audible.com/blessed. Or text blessed to 500-500. Let's get back to the show. Let's go to the next point. So point number one was eliminate your expectations, you guys. Get rid of them. Don't even play yourself like that. Go ahead, get rid of them, because they ain't gonna do nothing but set you up to be disappointed. And disappointment opens up the door for the enemy to wreak havoc in your mind and your emotions and ultimately take you off the path that God has for you. The next point is master your core skills. Let's say that one more time. Master your core skills. If God has called you to speak, you need to know how to speak, how to articulate and formulate a message that reaches your audience and has the maximum impact. When I'm on this show, I'm very laid back. I know my audience. And so I'm not going to come on here and be super proper. I'm going to use my slang. I'm going to use double negatives in my sentences. I'm not going to pronounce my E's and R's. That's how I talk via this podcast, because that's how I connect with my audience. If I was to do a TED talk, y'all will hear a totally different tone from me, because the audience will be very different. And I know how to tailor a message to fit who it is that I'm speaking to. That's a skill. So for the same thing for you, what is your skill? If God has a message he wants to get through to me, I know how to sit down and craft a message with an introduction, a body, a conclusion, how to break down the scriptures in a way that connect with whoever it is that I'm speaking to, how to speak on a stage and not be boring, how to captivate an audience, how to have stage presence where you're not just pacing back and forth for the sake of it. Like, these are actual public speaking skills. And so whatever your superpower is that God has given you, you have to master your skills. If God has called you to business, being anointed doesn't give you permission to be a bad business person. Again, being anointed does not give you permission to be a bad business person. You need to make sure that your legal structure is set up correctly. You need to make sure that your accounting is set up correctly. What you going to do for the kingdom? How you going to sow back into the kingdom if the IRS taking all your coins because you ain't paying your taxes? So make sure that you're doing business correctly. Being anointed doesn't give you permission to be a janky business owner. It just doesn't. There are a lot of people, y'all know we've been going to different churches and stuff like that. And one of the trends that I've noticed is I've met a lot of very anointed people who really aren't good at the skill. Like, they're gifted, like they have these amazing gifts and this deep understanding of the word, but the skill behind being able to articulate that in a clear and concise manner to where people are following along and understanding your point gets lost. And I'm like, what's going on? And my husband was in Toastmasters for a while, and he works with me because I have to practice my skill. And he works with me where he critiques me before I go speak anywhere. And he says, Tatum, you need to do this. You need to do that. Repeat this part of your message. Pause after you say that, helping me to refine my skills so that I'm out here being effective for God. Because ultimately, whether I'm anointed or not, if I'm missing the mark in my delivery or in the skill part, then I'm going to lose some people that should be free for the kingdom. And that's not good. And so for me, I'm the type, I like to do everything well, and I don't want to leave any souls behind. And so the way that you do that, powerhouse, is make sure that you're mastering your skills. And so a lot of times we'll sit and I'll be like, yo, what was she even talking about? And he'd be like, oh no, like they said that this was the message, but I don't really understand how this point, and because he has that background in Toastmasters, because I speak, we talk a lot about like speaking after we are sitting down before some type of sermon or speech or whatever. And so I'm like, man, that was really, really good. But I wish they would have started it this way and then ended it this way. And I wish they would have used that scripture there, because that would have better proved the point that they were trying to get across. And it's just all of these things. And I'm like, why isn't this talked about more? Like, I don't know. Now, listen, I ain't never been to seminary school or anything like that. I don't know if public speaking is a requirement in that type of situation. Like, I don't know. Okay. But I do believe that the refining your skills is underestimated when doing God's business. I do believe that. And so for you guys, powerhouses, master your skills. Whatever it is, if you have the gift of administration, master that gift. Are there some technologies that you need to get to know better that will allow you to be more effective in that gift? Whatever your gift is, think about the skill set that you have to have in order to be excellent in that gift, and go and master it. Go and master it. If you have a podcast and God has called you to podcast or YouTube or whatever, and you're interviewing people, master the gift of interviewing. Master the gift of being able to talk to somebody and bring out something deep within them, bringing out a side of them that they may not have known that they had, being able to ask the correct questions or probing questions, being able to know when to let the silence linger, and then knowing when to hop in, understanding how not to cut somebody off and let them finish their point. Like, those things are skills. And I believe that all of us need to take the time to really refine our skills. So quick recap. Point number one is eliminate your expectations. Point number two is master your core skills. Understand that being anointed does not give you permission to be a bad business person or a bad public speaker. Really take the time to master those core skills. And next, I really want you guys to understand that your grace to handle the mantle that's on your life. And for all powerhouses, there's going to come a point in time, and there are many of you who may feel that way now. There's going to come a point in time where you're like, you feel like what God has called you to is just simply too much. It's too heavy. It's too deep. And you feel even more unqualified because of the level of responsibility that comes with who He created you to be. And I identify this a lot because I feel like through the retreats that I've been having, helping other people find your voice, like we called it that, but I didn't even know like the Find Your Voice Academy retreat was going to help me learn new levels of my own voice. And through doing this event and through the different things that God has had us do, I'm learning more about the things that He's called me to do and the different mantles that's on my life. And sometimes it's very, and I'm not going to say scary, because I'm not scared. That's not what it is. It's more so like, really, God, there's more? You know what I mean? And okay, I'm down for whatever, God, but like, how am I going to handle that? Plus my responsibility as a wife, plus the responsibility that I'll have as a mom when that time comes, or the responsibility that I have even to like my immediate circle or my family. Like, God, how am I going to be able to handle this? And the thing that, and so I've been praying that to God a lot lately, as He's revealing a lot of different things to me about the new year, about like the level that I have, because we hear the scripture a lot that we go from glory to glory. And I'm starting to really understand that as God continues to expand my territory, stretch me and trust me with new levels of things. And I'm like, God, this is a lot. I trust you and I'm not afraid of it. I'm down for whatever, but it's a lot. And I don't want to mess this up. And so I'm like, God, what's going on? And so God just has really been dealing with me about, Tatum, I've graced you to handle everything that I called you to be. I've graced you to handle the mantle that's on your life. I know it seems like a lot for you, but it's okay. I'm going to send you help. I'm going to give you resources. I'm going to give you wisdom. I'm going to give you strategies, and you'll be able to see. Just continue to trust me and continue to walk with me, and you'll be able to see. I know that it can be a bit intimidating because it is new levels. It's bigger. It's more. It's greater. And it's greater responsibility. I understand that. And that caution that you take for my people is why I trust you so much. So I get it. But just continue to keep walking with me, and I'll give you everything that you need. Your grace to handle this. And so I'm sharing that with you guys because I believe that God gave me that message, not just for me, but for some of you as well. Some of you have or are building these large platforms or online and things. You also are breaking generational curses off your family. You're also raising up children, and you're also a leader in your community, maybe in your church. And so there can be a point in time where it seems like a lot. And the enemy thrives in that too, because he's able to wipe out a lot of the powerhouses through things like anxiety and depression and things like that, feeling overwhelmed and being burnt out. And so I want to just remind that person that God has given you the grace to handle the mantle that's on your life. And if you need to take a step back at any point for your own well-being, for your own mental health, to make sure that you are serving God with the best of you, it's okay to do that too. I know for me, like after these retreats, we had 2 4-day retreats within 2 weeks of each other. I'm like, okay, everything has to get pushed back to the new year. I have to take the rest of the month off because I need to just take a step back. It's been a lot of work, and God has been showing me different things as I'm laboring for him, but I need to rest. And there's so much power in resting. And this can be a bonus point. Powerhouses, understand that you have to rest. Jesus rested. You have to rest. Don't get into this lifestyle without incorporating rest. There are too many people of God that we have lost to things like anxiety and depression and stuff and burnout. Your health is impacted because you're not taking care of yourself. There are so many people that we've lost because that door has been open for the enemy to come and destroy us. So as you are building and laboring for God, understand that it's okay to rest. It's okay to say no. It's okay to turn your phone off. It's okay to take a sabbatical and go to the beach somewhere for as long as you need to. It is okay. We are not going to be building things and pouring from empty cups. It is okay. But also understand that you are indeed graced to handle the mantles that's on your life. Don't feel intimidated by who and what God has called you to. It's always going to be bigger. It's always going to be like, really, God, me? It's always going to be like that. Because if we were qualified to do it, how would he get the glory for it? So I want you to find peace in knowing that you're graced to handle it. You are. But also had the wisdom to know when it's time to take a step back. Let's recap today's points. And then I want to close with a word that God gave me that I believe is for a lot of you guys on this show. So the first thing was eliminate excuses. The next thing was master your core skills. And then the third was understand that you are graced to handle the mantle on your life. We may continue this next week because I do have a few more. We may not, but we'll see what God wants to do. But I want to speak to some of you guys. There are many of you who are grinding right now. You are trying to finish off the year strong. We're going into a new decade. So you have this increased sense to do a lot. You have this increased sense to create this master plan for 2020 to make the next decade the best decade ever. Like you have this, your inner hustler has been activated to new heights, which has you very busy right now. And God is calling you to sit and be still. There are some things that God wants to show you. You're building a 2020 vision off of limited understanding, and God wants to give, wants to broaden your horizon. He wants to show you bigger. He wants to show you more, and He wants to give you the strategies and the details to be able to see that thing through. But you've been so busy, you are have not been at His feet the way that you used to. You may pray in the morning, but your prayer time has been cut short so that you could get back to the grind. And there may be even people in your life who are praising this, who are motivated by it. Your audience may be motivated by it, but God is trying to get your attention. And I believe that He's interrupting the end of this show to do that. So if that is you, God wants you to sit down. He wants you to put down whatever it is that you picked up that's got you so wrapped up, that's got you so amped up. He wants you to put it down. He wants you to cut it off, and He wants you to sit at His feet. He wants you to worship and praise Him. He wants you to open your Bible. He wants you to sit still and listen and open up that notebook and just let it be blank and sit and watch what He shows you. You're building a plan, a strategy, a business, a you're building something without His blueprint. And that's what He's trying to show you. And if you don't take heed to this warning, you're going to mess up what it is that He's trying to do. He's trying to show you something that you don't even have the capacity to plan for. And so whatever it is that you're building and you've gotten yourself so busy with right now, it's counterproductive to His ultimate mission for you. And so this is Him warning you to sit down, be still, and get at His feet so He could show you strategy, so He can show you the blueprint. You won't understand it, but He's trying to increase your faith. He's trying to increase your dependency on Him. He's trying to increase your capacity to just simply do what He says. You've made it very far with your intelligence, with your discipline, with your work ethic, and God is trying to take you farther through your obedience and through your faith. So I don't know who that was for, but we had to just interrupt these points and really drive that home. I don't even want to speak after that because I know that is for somebody, and I really want to emphasize the seriousness of taking heed to the word of the Lord for you. So we're going to wrap up the podcast right here. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of the podcast. I love you guys. I hope you're having a fantastic holiday, and I will talk to you soon.